Well, China has warned the U.S. could counter measures in response to President Donald Trump's threat to impose more tariffs on Chinese goods. Beijing described Washington's threat as blackmail. It said the U.S.'s practice of extreme pressure departed from the consensus reached by both sides during multiple negotiations. China said if the U.S. issues a new list of duties, it will have no choice but to take comprehensive measures to fight back firmly. The reaction came after Trump threatened to impose 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Trump's move was in response to Beijing's decision to raise tariffs on $50 billion of U.S. goods, which came after Washington announced similar tariffs on Chinese goods on Friday. Crossing over to Beijing, joined by author and columnist Einar Tangen. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you think the end goal here by Donald Trump is with this heightened dispute now in dealing with tariffs against China?
Well, it's very difficult to say that Donald Trump has a real end goal. I think he's said that he wants to keep his campaign promises. Keep in mind that the latest poll numbers show them that him at a high equal to just after he was elected, 45%, with 90% Republican approval, and hitting out at China and also the issue with DPRK has buoyed him. So on that sense, he's playing to his base. He has an election coming up, and that's first and foremost in his mind. Also, his own approval is a big part of his ego and also his administration. It's very unclear. Now, with these additional $200 billion, what he's in essence threatening is $250 billion worth of tariffs. There's only a $350 billion deficit. But once you start adding in what China could do to the U.S. in terms of companies that are based in China, auto companies like Ford, GM, who have a large part of their business in China, who sell over $350 billion worth of goods, this is not going to be a one-sided game. The idea that somehow the U.S. is stronger and that it can impose its will is going to be very short-lived if he follows through on this.
Well, what about the side? You talked about his popularity actually is quite high right now. What about his promise of actually all of this helping the United States itself? Do you think that it can help the economy in the U.S.?
No, absolutely not. To the contrary, he's now gathered a huge coalition representing 60% of the world's GDP is against him. He's imposed tariffs on everybody, or he's imposed sanctions on others. So if you add it all up, it's just impossible to see how, in this case, the tail will wag the dog. The truth is, as I always say, there's a 15-15-15 number that you should keep in mind. It costs $15 an hour to employ a basic assembly person in the U.S. It costs $15 a day to employ somebody to do similar work in China. And it costs $15 a week if you're willing to go to Vietnam or India or Bangladesh. The jobs that leave China, even if they is successful, will only go to other nations. It will not come back to the United States. They couldn't even if they wanted, because the minimum wage would prevent it, which means even if somebody goes back to the United States, they will not be competitive worldwide, and they will not be able to successfully compete against anybody except in the U.S. with tariffs.
Well, let me just jump in here, because aren't we actually then saying that basically it is okay to exploit the working class, because that's what it leads back to, as you talked about, for example, 15, 15, 15, and $15, for example, in Vietnam or Bangladesh. So is that the end goal? Some would say then that perhaps this move by Donald Trump, if it can counter that, might not be a bad idea.
Well, it's not going to counter that. It's simply going to move the areas to which industry, the industrial supply chain goes to. You're already seeing this. China is not trying to retain these jobs at $15 a day. What they're looking for is jobs that will pay more like $3 or $4 an hour. They want to increase their things. And because prices are rising here, this is not an issue. This is not about just exploitation. I mean, that happens when private companies do this. In essence, Donald Trump is saying, stop my people, the American people, from buying abroad. And he's putting the pressure on other countries to do it. He's saying it's unfair. It isn't unfair. It is simply the way that it was set up by the WTO and by the vast number of American companies that have taken advantage of this. What do you think Apple's, the cost of an Apple phone would be if it were made in the United States?
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Beijing. Inert Engine author and columnist.